Okay, things are about to get weird. You've fallen afoul of the Loot Mechanics podcast. For the next half hour or so, your hosts will prattle on about games and such, as that is just what they do. Because they are really old geeks. And now they're going to take that out on all of you. Anyway, here's your tormentors. Hosts. Fearless and Scormy.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
I'm Bayless.
And we're the Loot Mechanics. So, how was your Halloween weekend there, Bayless?
Rather anticlimactic. We didn't have one trick-or-treater. Not one.
Yeah, we didn't either, but we did that on purpose. I went and put a padlock on our front gate.
Nothing says stay the fuck away like a padlock.
Well, our neighbors put notes on their signs saying, I'm sorry, no candy here, you know, no trick-or-treaters, please. And they, you know, were very nice, and they turned off their porch lights and all that. I turned off our porch light, put a padlock on the door, on the gate, and it's a, screw you, I'm watching movies now. So, yeah, it went very well. Then I got up early in the morning and took the padlock off and made sure nobody had egged my house. To be honest, I don't think a single kid came down our street. Not one. It was super quiet out.
Yeah, I heard a couple kids walking past, but they were older and I don't know. They just didn't stop, I guess.
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of places, you know, churches and community centers that were doing social distancing, friendly and safe sort of Halloween stuff. So the kids didn't have to go out and put themselves at risk going door to door. That's great. But yeah, I if there were kids out, they'd even bother with our neighborhood, which is a big deal because our neighborhood usually is one of the most decorated and popular neighborhoods in my section of town. Mm-hmm. We usually have a string of kids coming in. I was constantly knocking on the door, like a line coming up to the gate sometimes. But we also will have our neighbors, they'll go around to them and they warn the parents of the little ones, walk your kid up to that door because he usually puts out stuff to scare people. And I do.
You do.
I'm an asshole.
You're
you know, things that scream at them and monsters that jump up and I've only had one.
You just think it's funny when adult girls pee themselves.
It wasn't an adult girl. She was like 5. And I felt totally bad about it when she peed on my porch. Now, the teenage girl that ran screaming and didn't touch the ground until she hit the front gate, that was funny. But hey, maybe next year.
Well, we just got to get rid of, you know, pandemic.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
The main topic.
So, Bayless, did you hear the news about Tasha's Cauldron of Everything?
What news? There's a lot of news recently.
There has been a lot of news, yes. Well, there's some news that has some fans quite upset. If they're in Europe or the Asian Pacific region.
Yeah.
Because where everybody else is getting the game November 17th, or game, I mean the supplement.
The book.
Yes. We're getting it on November 17th in North America. Pretty much everybody else is getting it December 1st.
Well, that's not horrible.
No, it isn't. It got pushed back, though. Let's see. Basically, due to shipping delays because of the pandemic, they're not going to be able to get it out to their retailers and partners in Europe or Asia for an extra couple of weeks.
It's not hard to be upset because, I mean, if they're doing it to protect people, you'd sound like a dick if you were pissed off about it.
I don't know if it's so much to protect people as it is just shippers are having a hard time keeping up with demand, especially, you know, from to and from North America to Europe and Asia, because, well, you know, nobody really wants to have shipping coming from America right now.
Gee, I wonder why.
I know, right? It's almost like we, what do they think, we have the plague or something?
No. Yeah. Why would they think that?
Anyway, so, yeah, I mean, there have been bigger problems, obviously. You know, people aren't going to, you know, slit their wrists over this puppy, but there are some pretty angry customers about this. And, well, I get it. Tasha's Cauldron of Everything, let's be honest, looks fucking good.
I've got an easy way to fix that, though.
What's that?
If you can prove you have pre-ordered and paid for the book, they can send you a PDF that has a watermark on it so that you get the content immediately until your book arrives.
Well, in theory, that'd be great, but also, Wizards should just be doing that anyway.
Yes, they should.
If you buy the game, you know, buy the books online, you should get a PDF copy. Oh no, they don't do that. You have to buy it from a bookstore. It encourages people to buy stuff from bookstores. Bookstores aren't open right now.
Yes, they are. My game store is open. They've been open. They never closed.
Seriously? I thought they closed.
No.
Huh.
I've been going in there getting my miniatures. They're very strict on the 6-foot rule.
Well.
But.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah. They've been open.
Well, I didn't have a great experience with them anyway last time I was there, but.
You can still get miniatures. You can still get dice. Those big D20s I've been looking at,
yeah.
They've got a new color now. So that's, I've got like 8 different massive D20s.
Okay, then.
Hey, I think your wife will love it. It's a kind of a light green. Very pretty.
Huh. Well, anyway, point is, game stores aren't open like they used to be.
No.
And if people have pre-ordered the game, and like you said, can prove they have done so, they should have a PDF sent to them. I don't care if it's in North America, Europe, Asia, wherever. They should have access to the book on launch day. And if the book is delayed in getting to them, well, the book is delayed in getting to them.
All they have to do is whoever they bought the book from, you know, because the bookseller is going to be sending that information to Wizards of the Coast so they can get X number of copies, right?
Right.
They should just say, okay, here is a whole bunch of codes that you can send to your players or your people who bought the book, your consumers. That way they get a PDF copy immediately. Boom. You use your code, you download the PDF, you're good.
Yes, but my concern is that some less than reputable retailers might sell the books and also sell the PDFs separately.
Yeah, well, and if that happens, then they don't get their books.
Personally, I would say, hey, you want to buy this book here? Great. What's your email address? Why do you need an email address? So that we can give it direct to Wizards, and they'll email you your PDF when the book goes live.
That works.
And they'd go, oh, okay, here's my email address. Boom. Sold. No codes, no nothing. You just send the email address in, and they send it back.
I'm good with that.
Anyway, however they handle it, it should be that way. And it would solve a lot of this issue, and it might actually increase sales.
But then
people will just buy the book online. People are already buying the book online, Sparky. Where do you think I got mine? I'm paying like $30 for mine. Because, bulk discount. So, yeah. I was a little shocked. It's a $50 book and I'm paying like just over $30.
Well, good on you.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah. I mean, this isn't the biggest deal in the world, obviously.
No, but there's a lot of excited people. D&D players who really, really want this book.
A lot of very disappointed people now, too.
Well, that being said, though, there has been kind of a savings grace. I mean, people were excited to find out what was in the book, and then mm-hmm. I think it was Fantasy Ground that screwed the pooch and leaked the entire book.
Yeah.
So they pretty much know everything that's in the book because of that.
So, yeah, which is kind of a blessing and a curse because people are like, oh my God, so much goodness. But also they got to see what was already in there. So, yeah.
Well, I've heard the Blade Singer's not as good as it could have been.
Eh, that's what homebrew is for.
True.
You don't like the way the particular subclass worked out? Tweak that thing. That's what she said.
I seriously doubt if that's what she said.
Shall we move on?
Sure.
Video game news.
So, Bealus, did you see that other big delay that came up the other day?
Oh, you mean Cyberpunk? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we were just talking about Tasha's and how people are disappointed with the delay in Europe and Asia over that book. But, you know, disappointed is one thing. People are so angry about Cyberpunk 2077 that developers for CD Projekt Red have been getting death threats.
I find that funny. It's a game.
It's a game.
They're making you wait until the 10th.
It's three extra weeks. And I can see it from one point of view. This game was supposed to have been out in April.
Uh-huh.
Then they pushed it back to September. Then it got pushed back to November. Now it's been pushed back to December.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. This is CD Projekt Red. Have they ever put out a product on time?
I don't know. I haven't paid attention to their launch schedules.
Pretty much they're known for delaying their releases. Because, well, partially because of mismanagement, but also partially because they have this thing about putting out quality games. And this is why people love them so much.
Yeah.
Remember once upon a time, I know it's been a long time, but you remember when Blizzard would say, it'll be done when it's done. We'll release it when we're happy with it.
Right.
And everyone went, cool, Blizzard, we will wait till the end of the earth for whatever the hell it was. Diablo 3 or some World of Warcraft.
One of their Diablo early 3. Expansions.
Well, they were pretty excited for Diablo 3. Once it came out, that was different, but they were pretty excited for it. But just to look at the early World of Warcraft expansions, they said, okay, it'll be out at this time, you know, in this quarter. But if it can't make it then, well, we'll put it out when we put it out. And you'll like it. And everyone went, yes, sir. May I please have another? Spank me harder, daddy.
That one because came a little too easy for you.
They trusted Blizzard.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore. But that's different. But people trust CD Projekt Red in much the same way. Because they just put out good stuff.
Well, they don't trust them as much because they wouldn't be as freaking out about it if they did trust them as much.
No, they're freaking out not because they are upset about the game or upset about it. They're freaking out because you promised and you aren't living up to it. We wanted our game now. We're stuck at home now. What am I supposed to do? I need my game. I'm going to shoot you. Yeah. Sometimes
you keep
gamers
making threats like that, Sparky, and you're going to end up in jail. Then you won't have your game for a long time.
I hate it when gamers prove their critics right, that we're all a bunch of assholes that are just violent and throw tantrums. Basically, they're making all of us look bad just because they have to wait another 3 weeks for a game. And what's worse, the game's ready. It went gold. And they're screaming because it went gold. That means it's done. Why can't I have it now? Problem is, it's pushed back because their management fucked up. They even admitted it. They said, hey, we have all of our people working from home. We are doing a day one patch to fix problems in the game. Yes, the game is there. It's a game, but it needs a day one patch like most games do now. And they had allotted a certain amount of time to get those fixes in. It wasn't enough. So now they need 3 more weeks to make sure that those fixes are done so that when load the game onto your machine and you download the patch, the game will load up and for the most part, fucking work. So this is what upsets me the most about this. You've got people bitching and screaming, I want my game. But if they got the game in the current state it's in, it won't work.
You mean like then, Fallout 76?
Yeah. But then they would be mad because my game don't work. Why doesn't it work? You suck. I'm going to kill you. So they're going to freak out whether they get it on time, in a broken state, or delayed slightly. And I mean slightly, and it actually works.
They're still getting it before Christmas.
Sure. And the thing is that this hurts CD Projekt Red a lot because they're not only missing out on being a day one launch title with the two big brand new fifth generation
machines.
Consoles, they're missing out on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So a massive amount of sales they would have gotten in the various stores by the casual public, the people that are, oh, I'm going to buy a PS5 for Johnny. Hey, what games are there? Look, there's a game. And have the store people go, oh, yeah, Johnny is getting a PS5. He's going to want that game. Cyberpunk 2077. I don't care whatever else you buy. Johnny will want this. But you don't even know what Johnny likes. Johnny will want Cyberpunk. Trust me. Hold on. Show to him. You see this symbol? CD Projekt Red? You see that? Anytime you see that on a game, buy it. It would have been that simple. And all these people who would have been out there buying their PS5, buying their Xbox Series X's, are not going to be buying Cyberpunk 2077 to go with them. And when it comes out on December 10th, those people are probably not going to be still shopping for Christmas. So that's a vast amount of sales, at least initially, that CD Projekt Red is losing. Oh, they'll gain them in the back end, eventually. I mean, people are going to go buy that game. It's just a matter of time. When little Johnny gets his PS5 and goes, well, but it doesn't have Cyberpunk 2077, Ma. What's that? It's this game, and I wanted this game. This thing's useless without it. I'm gonna kill you. Christmas is ruined. Thanks, CD Projekt Red. Yeah.
No, so, Christmas is ruined because the kid got his ass kicked and thrown in his room. Stay yes. there till you can get a personality and treat people decently.
Nah, I tie him to a chair, have him looking out the window while I took his new PS5 out in the yard and burned the box in the yard. Of course, I'd hide the machine and sell it on eBay, but I'd make him think I just lit it on fire in the yard.
Kind of a dick.
I don't know. It's kind of like a kid gives you attitude. You take one of the Christmas presents and chuck it in the fire. Except it's an empty box.
Of course. But anyway, yeah, it's just like I said before, I get it. If people are upset about a product being delayed, I get it. You were looking forward to something. It isn't on time. You've been waiting a long time for it, especially Cyberpunk 2077. Third delay this year. Okay, that sucks. But at the same time, I'm thinking of four words. What would they
grow
be?
Grow the fuck up?
Grow the fuck up! It's a game. It's not life. This game isn't going to make your life complete. It isn't going to make your PS5 or Xbox Series X somehow, yes, less useful. Personally, I'm thinking of buying an Xbox Series X, by the way.
Yay?
Well, apparently it's backwards compatible with everything all the way back to the original Xbox. So you can go buy those used games and slap them on, and woohoo! Plus, it'll upscale them, so they look even better than they did before. I mean, even though there's no first-party games coming out on launch day, because Halo got pushed back, and there's not a lot third-party because Cyberpunk 2077 got pushed back, it still looks... I may not buy it initially, because, you know, how could you? But eventually, maybe in a few, year or so, I may end up with that console, because, sweet. I mean, the PS5 isn't backwards compatible like that.
No. But if it becomes popular, they may just do it.
Yeah, maybe, but I think it's a hardware issue.
Well, how many times have we heard, oh, it's a hardware issue or a software issue, and we can't overcome it. And then the modders get to it and go,
they overcome
it. Why not? I just did it.
Yeah. That's true. Good point.
Because when The Sims 4 came out, they're like, oh, we can't do this and this and this and this because, well, it just won't work with the hardware we're using and the software we're using. It just isn't compatible. We can't do that. And a modder went out and proved it to them using their stuff, did everything they said couldn't be done. And they're like, and they didn't have anything they could say about it. Basically took their face and rubbed it in it, and then they banned him, I think, because you used our software without our permission.
Yeah, but it's also EA, so they don't give a fuck. So all they had to say was, yeah, we can't do that because we don't want to. We're EA. Fuck you. We know you love The Sims. You're gonna buy this anyway.
Have I bought any of the expansions and the little things they want you to buy to get more stuff and new neighborhoods and all that other crap? No.
I haven't bought a Sims game since Sims 2.
I have fun with it. I just am not going to give them any more money.
Anywho, we've pretty much choked this thing to death. Shall we move on?
Sure.
Okay.
In conclusion...
So, anyway, I think that's pretty much all I got today. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, not really.
Yeah, it's been one of those weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I've got other stuff to talk about, but I'm covering a lot of it on my other podcasts, so try to keep like the D&D discussions over here and the indie stuff over there, but whatever. If it wasn't for that, you wouldn't be able to get me to shut up about Powered by the Apocalypse products.
Yeah, I would. Take my headphones off.
That isn't going to shut me up. You just wouldn't be listening to me.
That it all comes out in the wash there.
I guess so.
Silence is golden.
So anyway, before we go, I'd like to remind people that, hey, you can drop by scoremy.com, you know. There's like other podcasts besides this one and a blog and videos and like a Discord server where you can like talk to us even. I know why? That's more. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying why.
Well, I know that's more of a threat than an enticement, but hey, I don't know. You can talk to us if you wanted to. Some people are into that sort of thing, you know?
Uh-huh. But some people also cut themselves. Some true. People beat themselves.
Yes.
Sickos are sickos.
Yeah.
That didn't come out right. People who cut themselves are not always sickos.
Dig the hole deeper, man. Just keep digging.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, drop on by. And we would like to see you there. Leave comments. Or hey, just drop by the podcast service of your choice. Leave a review. Or give us like 5 stars or whatever. I'm easy. My wife is sitting there smiling and nodding. Yes. Yes, I am. Anyway, so I guess till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bellus.
Generic catchphrase ending.
So, you actually made it through the whole episode. I'm guessing you either fell asleep, or it was simply morbid curiosity that helped you power through the whole show. Anyway, I'm contractually obligated to let you know about all of the Loot Mechanics' other content over at scoreme.com. They have a blog, podcast, and a Discord server for staying in touch with their community. But hey, unlike this podcast, at least the website doesn't entirely suck.
Hey everybody, Scormy here again. I know the show's over, and if you're still listening, well, congratulations on that. You're a true fan. And hey, the reason I'm bringing this up is, well, first of all, short episode, and we kind of need to fill a little time, but also because I've been really thinking that maybe it's about time that we get back involved in some sort of podcasting network. Yes, once upon a time, I was part of a fairly popular podcasting network. And, well, that ended for certain reasons, whatever, doesn't matter. But we've got 3 shows going on now. And if anyone's interested in joining up and with your podcast and being a part of this network, that would be great. All I ask is that you be gaming related in some manner and fairly flexible on the days that your show will show up in the network feed, and we'll be good to go. So if you're interested, hit me up at gmail.com. I'm serious. Yes. At gmail.com. That's PTHPPT.com. Or just go ahead and leave a comment on anything here at scoremy.com. Any of the articles or whatever. I will see that you've posted a comment and we can meet up or hit me up on Discord. Anyway, let me know.